Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 17, Letter Number 6353. Baruch Hashem, the first day of Tammuz, Tovshin Yudches, Brooklyn. Harav HaGoen, the Rebbe is giving it to a great rabbi. The Rebbe addressed him with the title, Moreinu Shmuel Sheyichya. And he was Yalov in Syracuse. He was in Syracuse. So Shalom Avrocham. So the Rebbe says, it was pleasant to me to find out through my brother-in-law, Rav Shilit, the Rebbe's brother-in-law was Rabbi Gerari. This is his older brother-in-law. He was married to the oldest daughter of the previous Rebbe. So he told him from the great welcoming, the Sefer Ponim Yofis, and your efforts that you put an effort when he visited in your community in Syracuse. So the Rebbe says, even though someone of your stature, for sure you don't need an expression of thank you, so you don't need me to thank you for what you did, especially the Rebbe says in the parenthesis, we know that the sages tell us, there's a saying of the sages, that schar mitzvah mitzvah, the reward of the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. In other words, you don't need a thank you, because doing a mitzvah, that's the thank you itself. That's the reward. So being an opportunity for doing a mitzvah is your reward. So especially, the Rebbe says, as Chassidus explains this expression of schar mitzvah, doesn't mean the command. It uses the word mitzvah, comes from the Lashon, together in connection. The reward is the mitzvah itself. In other words, when you do a mitzvah, you get connected, which would mean that the true and greatest reward that can be is just doing the mitzvah. That way, there is a connection and there is a tie between the one who commanded the mitzvah, which is the creator, and the created being, which in of itself have no really connection to each other. They're cannot compare one to another, and yet the mitzvah makes you a connection. So you connect creation, but connects with the creator, which is a tremendous, great benefit and value. So it seems almost not in place for me to thank you when your mitzvah itself is the thank you, is the greatest opportunity. And yet the Rebbe says, for extra, I wanted to express my great pleasure from your attitude and taking care mentioned above, and also to express my hope that not only will you continue this kind of a relationship and attitude, but you'll increase, because this is important to strengthen the institution of Torah, and we have been commanded to always elevate in holiness. So the Rebbe is not only satisfied how he did it till now, but the Rebbe is expressing hope that he will actually increase and do it even more. Ma'ilim b'kodesh. He also related to me, the Rebbe's brother-in-law, Rabbi Gerari, the Rashag, related about your effort in the discussion with Mr. Shapiro Sheyichya, and that there is a continuation to this. So the Rebbe says, apparently they promised them there needs to be some follow-up, and therefore the Rebbe says, you need to stand on guard in order so that the continuation should be in a properly until this will conclude. Maybe there was some fund over there, maybe there was something that needed to be continued, but the Rebbe says, gotta stay on guard. And the Rebbe says, it is known, as we know in the saying of our sages, that the mitzvah is called on the one who completes it. If you complete the mitzvah, you are the one that did the mitzvah. Even if there was other participant, but we refer to the mitzvah, the one who completes it. So therefore, the Rebbe says, I am confident that all is necessary you will do in it and even more, so that you can be the one that can bring it into conclusion, into good fruition. And the Rebbe references a Yerushalmi, Rosh Hashanah, in the end of chapter 1, section 4, that in order to get the conclusion of the mitzvah, to bring it close to the beginning, it is so strong that it can push away Shabbos that was in the beginning. You know, the halacha of Adi and Yerushalmi talks about in the end apparently there wasn't such a need to override the Shabbos. The beginning it was, but the force of the beginning is so strong that it also overrides the Shabbos as that was in the beginning. I gotta look this up. I can't just say it like that, but we gotta look this up. But the Rebbe just points out that it's very, very powerful, the conclusion, the one who concludes it, and that brings the whole thing into fruition. The Rebbe wants him to see to it that this thing that they started off and that needs to be concluded, that he will stay on guard and make sure that this takes place. And the Rebbe is very appreciative to this Shmuel Yalov from Syracuse, that he was so nice and he helped Rabbi Gerari with the funding for the yeshiva, and the Rebbe encouraged him to do even more, especially to conclude, to know that this thing will come into good fruition.